Jake, good to see you, my friend.
Really good to see you, man.
It's been a little while since we've seen each other.
Yeah. I'm
lifting the curtain here a bit. Jake, as a lot of you probably know, has been in Edinburgh for the entire of August.
I've not seen you.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you for 2 days.
Well, I saw you in Edinburgh. Yeah, I did come up.
I saw you for 2 days and you came on the show and you were absolutely brilliant. And it was a real, I felt my tail wag when I saw you. That's a dog analogy. It was a nice energy lift seeing you come up.
How are you coping? I know there was a lot of guests we were asking, weren't there? How do you cope with, how do you have the stamina to do a month in Edinburgh? You've done it. How are you feeling now?
Still ringing in my ears. My ears are still ringing.
Huh? The applause.
No, DJ, producer Connor fucking playing Natasha Bedingfield at full volume non-stop every night.
Do you ever get sick of some of the music in your... Because you hear it a lot. Natasha Bedingfield, Robbie Williams, Angels.
Yeah. A little bit now. The love for it's going to come back any day now. But now it's pretty... but look, it's a late night show. Yeah. It's a late night show and it... I couldn't believe the reception we got. I was very, very, very grateful.
Mate, everyone said positive things to me as well, like really positive. You were like the late night place to be.
I couldn't believe it. It really did. I mean, we didn't think we'd get reviewed, let alone get bloody five-star reviews.
Five stars.
It felt so good. And every single night we came away from it just feeling like that was bloody brilliant. One night, the only night where I didn't feel like that, we had a group of maybe sort of six lads, early 20s, probably just dabbling with gack for the first time in their life. And they were, anytime you set up a sketch or a gag or a question or a song, they're just screaming all over it, getting other people on other teams in headlocks.
Other teams. That's not appropriate.
You can't get another
it?
Team in a headlock. We had a game of Pop It On Frisbee. They were eating the poppadom off the floor.
Oh.
It was feral. And it was a really sad moment. There's a game where we like say, dress one person up on your team as a bride using loo roll. And everyone's doing it. And one guy on a different team comes up to me. And I felt like I was a teacher at school. He's like, I'm really sorry, but that table has stolen my loo roll. And it's really spoiling it for us. So at that point, security had to ask him to leave. But got involved. And then security asked him to leave. They said, look, you're just disrupting the whole thing. And they, like a year nine boy, was sort of saying, but we're allowed to do it. We're allowed to do that. That's literally what the whole point of the thing is. Yeah, but you're taking it too far now, boys.
I love the idea of people listening who haven't been to your show and just hearing. So we had a game of Pop It On Frisbee and then it was Lou Roll Bride. Just absolutely. But
a mate of mine said he saw them later on that night because our show finishes at 1.
Were they locals? Were they Scottish?
No.
I always like to get a picture of any.
No, they look like home counties lads who were up for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine said he saw them a few hours later, so like 2-3 in the morning, just defacing people's Edinburgh posters.
Did you get into a good? I know I was asking you beforehand. Did you get into a good like pint routine each night, or what were you doing?
Did you drink
every night? Or
pretty much. I mean, that wasn't the plan, but it just sort of happened. It's a late night show.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how many times
did you
I have
do
to
any?
Tell you this.
Did you do any of them sober?
Huh?
Did you do any?
Yeah,
of them
yeah,
sober?
Yeah, 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 yeah. But like, then afterwards you get excited and you sort of like.
So you reckon you had it? Was that? Any? Did you ever go 24 hours without a pint?
So we've got a guest coming on who I'm very excited to see. One thing that did become a bit of a ritual was espresso martini beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah. But producer Connor, who is also doubles up as a DJ at the quiz, he got into that routine, but is wearing a all-in-one Elton John suit.
Spill it down him?
Didn't spill it down him,
but
had to rush to the loo when the espresso part of the espresso martini kicked in.
Oh, really? Is he very susceptible to the laxative
element
of coffee?
He was by the end of it. Yeah.
That's bad.
But aside from the disruptive lads, IBS and too much booze, the best month of my life.
Oh, amazing.
Best month of my life. We're so delighted with it. And... yeah, I think it may mean that we end up taking it on tour next year.
Oh, okay. We might have to get you on as a guest on the podcast.
It's a pub quiz pod exclusive. finally, a guest who likes quizzing. Yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I predict that for our next guest, it's not a prediction, it's just what happens every week. So do you get much time for quizzing? Don't really like it. Let's look forward to that again. I forgive this next guest if she does say that, because I'm just excited that she said yes to doing this. She's going to be on Taskmaster, for God's sakes. Wow. It is the comedian Anya Magliano.
Amazing.
So yeah, she's waiting for us. Very excited to meet her. You've not met her, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, neither have I. Let's see how good she is at a quiz.
Let's go.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is an award-winning comedian and writer who you'll be seeing a hell of a lot more of as she stars in the upcoming series of Taskmaster.
Wow.
It's Anya Magliano, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I've never heard anyone intonate Taskmaster.
Yeah, I heard myself do it and I thought, yeah, we've only got one shot at this.
Taskmaster.
I really hope that no one's going to clock it.
That's the fresh angle there.
Taskmaster.
Need. Yeah, Taskmaster.
It had a little bit, actually, of... Christopher Walken on Saturday Night Live from Fighters.
What was that?
I don't get that.
Christopher Walken, when he was introducing Foo Fighters, was like, ladies and gentlemen, time for Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah, 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 that is the same.
Yeah, that's the
same energy.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know why I did that. But yeah, Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And it's happening this week.
It's happening this week. It's, well, there's no easy way to say it, but it comes out on 9/11.
I mean, you did it quite easily, to be fair. See,
I'm finding it very easy to say. But it's hard to post about it and be like,
yeah,
watch this on 9/11. Well, you can say September 11th, yeah, but
it's funner to say 9/11, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. No other date in this country do we ever go just by the two.
Yeah, no,
well,
yeah.
We don't talk about bonfire. What was it? 5/11? 5/11?
25/12? You come around mine for 25/12.
That's amazing that you guys can do that. I couldn't remember what night Bonfire Night isn't 20. What day did you say it was?
It's 5th of November, isn't it?
5th of November. Oh, 5/11.
Remember.
Did you say that?
Oh, yeah, but they switch it around.
Remember the 5th of November.
Remember 11/5. doesn't quite work, does it?
I never forget 9/11.
You can't tell us a huge amount about how it goes, I suppose, but you can tell us how it made you feel, potentially.
Yeah. I can. Well, I actually have been sent a pack of what I'm allowed to say.
Okay.
I'm allowed to say that Taskmaster is a TV show on Channel 4 that's hosted by Alex Horn and Greg Davies.
Sure.
And it features a series of comedians doing tasks.
Pub Quiz Pod exclusive.
It's a Pub Quiz
It's
a Pub Quiz.
You might want to clip that up. Yeah. You might want to clip that up.
You heard it here first.
It was very fun. It's very, you can't anticipate what it's going to be like until you're doing it and you see new sides to your personality that you don't know about and they're not positive.
People say that about this podcast, don't they?
Do they? Is that what's going to happen here?
You know what? That geography round really taught me a different side of my personality that I didn't know existed. Yeah, it really does.
I think for me, like I feel much more comfortable in a Taskmaster space where it's like you can't have logic or knowledge than this. For me, this is way more scary. Doing a quiz, yeah.
So tell us.
Is that because there's a binary right and wrong answer?
Whereas
you've got a bit more freedom.
Yeah, and I can't argue my way into points.
I don't know if you ever say this, but did you come out of it with a better sense of self or a worse sense of self?
I definitely... sense of self. Now, what
that's
even
a,
is
that's
that?
A terribly phrased question.
No,
for
I
me.
Like it.
I no, it's
like,
really good. I think,
really, I feel like
you know, more, you know, you say you learn a lot
about
yourself.
This is my dream, by the way. I love to go deep straight away. Yeah.
I feel like we're on Diary of a CEO.
Yeah.
If you could
exactly
cry,
what I
this
want
would be
to
perfect.
Do. I will. You're going to regret saying that. I've already cried today.
Have you?
Twice.
Can you tell us?
Probably because you had a protein shake.
No, I actually can't. I don't know
what miserable existence that must have been.
Sobbing into my shake. Salted. Salted caramel. What was... No, I can't remember. I just... I'm actually not going to go into why I cried.
you did
question.
Think about it, didn't
will,
you?
I did think, and I was like, will it... I went down the route of, will it be funny? Rather than... And for your sake, I'm not going to go into it.
That's so fine, yeah.
But if it was funny,
if you want to open up.
I'm going to go probably do a therapy podcast after this, and I'll say some stuff for them. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Taskmaster. Did I come out with a better sense of self? I think yes.
Okay. So you surprised yourself. You won.
I did. I cannot say anything about anything at all other than, as I've said, Alex Horn hosts a show on Channel 4 and Greg Davies is hosting it as well. Alex Horn's actually the assistant.
But it was his show. It was his show originally, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you're a very busy person. Do you get time to
Thank
quiz?
Thank you. No.
Okay.
I have maybe done half of a pub quiz in my lifetime. I left to go do something else. I can't remember what it was. But it was in a pub in East London called, I want to say, the Nelson, and it's just got drawings of loads of dicks on the wall. And it was hosted by a drag queen, and it was fun. And like there was a roundabout, like complete the Britney Spears song, like it was queer vibes. He folded his arms for the listener. As soon as I said queer vibes, the arms were folded.
I folded my arms and said, oh, this is not the sort of pub. No, I was I was confused because you seemed to be sort of telling that with like a look of delight that you were enjoying it, but then left halfway through.
Why did I leave?
I don't know.
I'd love to know. I must have had another plan that I like fit it into because I was having a good time, but I have quite a short attention span. Yeah. So like I think probably pub, maybe I have done one other one with like an ex-boyfriend's family, but it's never like something I've gone into.
You
willingly.
Definitely did another one with an ex-boyfriend's family.
Yeah.
I had a feeling you had a short attention span because before this you texted me saying, how long does this go on for?
I did after I wrote that, I could have phrased that more professionally.
Yeah. It is shorter than the usual pub quiz. It's only 3 rounds of 5 questions. So
how long is the usual pub quiz?
Probably about 5 rounds of 10 questions.
Yeah, and fucking then in terms of like the units of time, you're looking at a 3-hour commitment.
Yeah.
Well, do you reckon that long?
Two hours.
And do they have breaks?
Yeah,
in the middle.
Yeah, break between each round, go get a drink.
It sounds, I think I could get into it if I found the right vibe and community, but it's not my strong suit. I prefer physical fighting and being weird. Yeah. So like this, like, and I do get competitive, like against my will. I really wish I wasn't a competitive person. So it's quite hard when you don't know stuff. And I'm like, I know that I won't know a lot of this, but, and have this on record, I am deeply emotionally intelligent and you can't test that in your little pub quiz, can you?
We've not had a round yet, which has been the emotional intelligence round.
You
and
should.
I'd love that. That would be a
you
really good round.
It's a hallmark of thick people, isn't it? When they say... Thing is, I'm very emotionally intelligent.
All right. No. You're right. It's my safe place is to be like, I could listen to you guys talk about your life problems with empathy.
Yeah.
As long as it was under 1 hour and 15 minutes, but I will not be able to help you with a question about a ship, for example.
You'd make a great therapist.
I think I would, except I would want to.
You could literally at an hour go. That is your time now.
That is so. Yeah. That's such a good point. I think like. They are, and it's really 50 minutes, truthfully.
Right.
And I've currently, and we shouldn't go into this, but I have ended up with four therapists right now.
You have four?
Yeah. I've got a team.
Physical?
No. Oh, yeah, 5.
Physical, you've got 5. It's a fifth therapist. Physical therapist. Massage therapist? So you're talking 4 mental health therapists?
Well, they're different. They're all mental health, but some of them are more like body based, like practitioners.
Chakras and stuff like that.
More like feeling. How do you feel in your body? Like, what does anxiety feel like in your body?
Oh, okay.
And then one of them just likes to chat.
Yeah,
I am thinking of breaking up with her.
My therapist talks a lot. Actually, the last session we did, he spoke for most of it.
Really?
And that's not how it's meant to be.
No.
Is it?
No, I think you want to be getting your money's worth.
Yeah,
which is not listening to him probably, unless he's like an incredible speaker.
He's a great orator. He really is. But and you sort of get mesmerised by it. I have had that in the past. There's another therapist I had a few years ago, and she would just be like. Well, do you know what? It actually reminds me of a situation I had with my dad, and then just talk about how that made her feel.
That's not allowed.
No, that's not allowed.
I know enough about therapy to know you mustn't be doing that.
If you,
that's not allowed, even when I talk to my boyfriend. He's like, oh no, we should still talk about what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
But
yeah.
All I want to do is, I had that situation.
So. Do you have an interesting fact for us? We like to ask all of our guests what their favourite fact is they've heard either recently or carried around with them for a long time.
I heard this recently, and so as soon as you asked me, I was like, oh my God, this was such a good fact. A house martin bird, they migrate from like England to South Africa.
Wow.
And they can sleep whilst they're flying.
Wow.
They can, and maybe, well, it probably isn't eat, but there was another part to that fact.
Just throwing in another one there that she's not quite sure of.
It might be. They can definitely do stuff whilst they're... And then I read in a different book, that one someone told me, and then it came up in a book that I was reading. It said that there are some animals where their brain is like bilateral. Maybe that's not... Bisexual brain.
They got a bi-brain.
Mm. And it means that they can rest half of it and keep the other one going.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is incredible.
I was like, I'd love that.
Where are they flying to, the house martin?
South Africa.
The beautiful South.
Yeah. Bit oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Really nicely done.
What does that mean?
Musician called Paul Heaton. He had two bands. One were House Martins, The Beautiful South.
Oh.
So, yeah. There we go.
Is that the guy?
Made it about me.
The Beautiful... That is what this is about.
Sorry,
made
yeah.
it about the small bit of yeah, the small that bit I was knowledge interested in was just yeah. the phrase House Martins. Yeah. He whispered to me like, oh, I thought she was going to talk about the band. And yeah. then you had the whole explanation. He was thinking to himself, oh. How can I get... Oh, by the way, where do they fly to? South Africa. I've got something here.
Is that the band who sing the song...
It's happy hour again and again and again.
Caravan of Love?
No. No, keep going. The one that has all the women's names.
Oh,
Jennifer, Anderson, Philip, Sue. I love that song. Jennifer, it's so funny.
I love you from the bottom of my pencil case.
Yeah.
A song for whoever, I think it's called.
Yes. That's it.
About meaningless love songs.
Yeah. Look, we can talk about your stuff too. Yeah. There's room for everything here.
I've shown too much.
She's happy to talk about your stuff. It's just we specifically asked her for a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. No, genuinely, that was a brilliant fact. That
Thank
was a
you.
Really, really interesting.
I wish
fact.
I knew more, but it was one of those ones where I just heard it and was like, great, I'll have that. But I haven't really looked into it more thoroughly than what I've told you. Mm. I don't know any more about it.
Is it the same bird, sorry, that shuts it? Is that the reason they can do it? Because they shut down half it?
I think it must be. I was basically looking at some birds and in Wales and was like, this is another big clang to drop, but I was on a retreat in Wales last weekend. You're really getting a picture of my mental health from this.
I'm surprised you got time to do anything else. You got five therapists, you're on retreats.
Yeah,
you only did Taskmaster as a way to find a sense of self.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is all post Taskmaster. I was looking at these House Martins and I was like, talking to this guy who knew about birds, and I was like, oh, how would they, if they're going to South Africa, like, how do they stop? Like, do they stop off at places like services? Yeah. And he said very seriously, no. No, they sleep
no,
on their,
stupid.
They can sleep on their wings.
Wow. Like, this has really confused my entire perception of what sleep is.
I like that they
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, I know what you
because
mean.
Because I thought sleep was a time of complete rest and shutdown. But if you're doing, all, if you're migrating from England to South Africa, you can't. Like, I don't really know. What is sleep?
Yeah, but you can do it in two halves. You know what I mean? Let that side have a shutdown and recharge.
Your body, though, is not resting. Yeah, I have
yeah,
no
your
idea.
Body isn't resting.
Your body isn't resting.
That's very true.
It's a really interesting fact, Anya. I'm really, really glad
that's
you brought
really
that.
That's really interesting.
You're welcome.
Really, really
and
great.
Then secondly, we'd like to know, what should our team name be?
Yeah, okay. Now, this is the one that I feel less confident on. My understanding, traditionally in a pub quiz, it's like puns, isn't it?
It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I thought... I don't like puns, so I thought, what about if we go down a different route? I have two. What if we go down a different route, which is like, if we could get a sponsorship deal.
Sure.
We'd so I that. Thought our pub quiz name could be the Dyson Airwraps. Because they're a really expensive hairdryer that I'd quite like.
They're really, really good. Yeah, I'd love that, actually.
Would you? And you guys don't have the longest hair in the world, but I'm sure there's a setting for you in there.
Yeah. I can absolutely appreciate a Dyson Airwrap. My mum's got one.
Dyson Airwrap?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one?
It like sucks up your hair. It goes...
Yes.
And then it makes it curly.
Shop. Yeah.
But sorry, what?
What did you say? You saw it
in the Dyson shop.
When were you
Where
in the Dyson shop? When were you in the Dyson shop?
I didn't want to be in there following other people around. You know what I mean?
Who was
Trafford Centre.
Who were you with in the Dyson shop and why?
I think it was some of my girlfriend's family.
That's going to be the sort of place you go.
I didn't want it.
That, yeah, I know, of course.
I heard there was a Wetherspoons in the Trafford Centre.
Oh, God.
Apparently you can't do it there. Well,
hours and hours as a kid, rudeness. Just like being in like B&Q and stuff like the Dyson shop and Currys and just being sat there just waiting.
I hate shopping.
I hate it so much.
It does something to me, but it's like inside, it's just like, it offends me.
Really?
I used to follow my mum around Matalan and Next for hours and hours on end. And you'd like find a little seat and just sort of sit there and take refuge. Sometimes now if I'm walking around a shopping centre, I see like a kid sat on a seat. I just say, I feel you, brother. Yeah. Honestly,
I used to get told off, but always saying, come on then. Yeah, it used to be my catchphrase.
What, as an 8-year-old?
Yeah, that's so mature.
Because I thought it was like a way of going, I want to leave, but in a friendly way. And I just thought people might just get lulled into like, oh, okay, we're going on then, to an 8-year-old. Come on then. And then eventually one day, well, I think my mum was like, can you stop just saying come on then all the time? We're not going anywhere. I'm doing something. Oh, come on.
Every year, the next sale, 6 a.m, my mum would drag me along.
No, you're joking.
Wish you an early morning, get there. As a pair of hands. And it was just bedlam. It was just like...
A pair of hands.
Honestly, a pair of hands.
Taking you out of school.
Honestly, hold this basket. And it was like supermarket sweep. Bang, 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 bang. Wow. Get it in there. I'll just be carrying it around.
I love shopping, but that's because I'm a girl. It's as simple as that.
So we've got our team. Oh, you had another option. I mean, very happy with Dyson.
Well, I think Dyson Airwrap is good, but I should. My mum sent me a text this morning without her glasses on and made a typo that I quite liked. What she meant to say was, we just finished breakfast. But what she wrote was, we just finished Bear Cats. And it took me a while, but I was like, Bear Cats sounds like a team name in a way. So I thought, put that on the table, but...
It's a bit American, isn't it?
It is. It feels like an NBA team. Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't mind then going with the Dyson Bearcats.
That's good.
I like that. Which does feel like an NBA team with sort of a sponsorship. The Dyson Bearcats.
Lovely. Should we find out who our quizmaster is this week?
Absolutely.
So we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster. And our quizmaster this week is drag queen Margarine.
Oh my God.
Who hosts a quiz every Tuesday night at the start of Bethnal Green.
Your drag queen quiz was in East London, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't there.
Well, I live in London.
I live in Bethnal Green. But that's not the one I went to. I went to the Nelson.
Do you know the Star? Have you been to the Star?
I must do. I must have walked past it. I actually don't really drink that much. Mm-hmm. So right. I don't go to the pub that often. But where is it? I will know it. I will have walked past it. And I wonder if it's the same drag queen who did... the one, because maybe she just goes around doing them at the local pub.
Well,
maybe
you can follow Margarine on Instagram at i.can.believe.its.margarine.
Great, that's great.
Which rolls off the tongue.
What is, as someone who isn't from London, when I hear Bethnal Green come up a lot and I just picture a field.
It's not like that.
It's not a field.
Is it an area?
There's a very little green area there.
Yeah.
In my head it was just like a green. A lovely
If I were you, I would picture sandwich shops that do like £15 subs and tattoo shops and pubs that also have a big range of coffees on sale.
Okay. Oh, I know where this is. It's opposite the big Tesco. And that Tesco is, that, to quote you, Bedlam. It's not a nice place.
Bedlam
to
Green.
Be. Bedlam Green. That is what it's like.
Is it?
It's
really changed the image I had in my head. It was lovely in my head. And you can, as Jake says, you can find her on Instagram there.
What's the at again, Liam? Sorry.
At i.can.believe.its.margarine. And you can see her giant wigs and questionable outfits. Our words, not hers. Sorry.
Definitely her words, not ours.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
She's also added a disclaimer before we start, as Margarine, that she doesn't believe in themed quiz rounds.
Oh,
so
God.
Every round is general knowledge.
I sort of do agree. I host quizzes a lot.
Right.
And I do like the idea of like it all being a mixed bag, because I think for some people, like sports round, half the room switches off. History round, half the room switches off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think there is a bit of I like the lucky dip element to it.
I think you're bang on.
Rough
so
start.
Let's see what round one is. It is general knowledge.
She didn't lie.
Question one. The star of every school disco, what is the first instruction DJ Casper gives in the Cha-Cha slide?
Wow.
I think we're
going to
like this quiz.
That's a great question.
I really think we're going to like this quiz. We're going to like it here.
So what's the first...
where are we talking from? Are we talking from the literal start of the song?
I assume the very start of the song. So how does it... What's it?
So this is something new, the Casper slide point two.
Oh my God, let's just let
him go. Featuring the Platinum Band, and this time... We're going to get funky.
But that's not an instruction, is it?
It kind of is, but it's probably not.
We're going to get funky.
It's more of a warning. This is we're going to get deeply funky.
Public safety announcement. Let the teachers know we're going to get funky. Yes. Stand back.
You want to be standing on those benches against the walls.
We're going to get funky. Move.
What time is it now? We're meant to get getting funky about half an hour ago.
I think it's side to the left.
So, I did sort of, for some reason, I had to sing through every bar of do-do-do-dum to get to clap, clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Clap. So I think it's,
great answer. Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
But I don't think that ever comes back. I then think it's just a series of sliding to the left and to the right.
Yeah, you're right.
But anyway,
I wonder if the clapping's meant to stay throughout.
Clap, clap, clap.
And the clap comes at the start. It's not like a break in the middle.
All right.
Now get funky.
Yeah,
I think you're right. It's clap, clap, clap. God, I love quizzes. This is electric.
Question.
I hope they're all like this.
Yeah. Question two. How many segments are there in a Terry's Chocolate Orange?
This could not be more made for me.
Do you know what's weird?
This is perfect.
I just really had a feeling that you'd like a Terry's Chocolate Orange. I don't know why.
That feels like an insult.
I think it might be as well. Yeah. I don't know.
I love a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
There's no way that could be a positive. Yeah,
Annie Magliana of Taskmaster. I reckon she likes a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
It sounds like a slur for being a lesbian.
People watching their tellies. She likes a Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Don't crack it, whack it.
That's about the clitoris.
Do you know how many segments there are? How many times a week are you getting through a whole Terry's Chocolate Orange?
Oh, well, in my heyday, I would have... I try and keep a lid on these sorts of things because I have no self-control. But around Christmas, I will go for them. And I think it's like 1, 2, 3. Ooh, it's hard.
What I love about Marjorie's questions so far is that they all have a sense of you can work it out. If you've got one jumping off point, you can work it out.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, not watching on YouTube, Anya is making various sort of different
palace
hand gestures, trying to...
She's got her eyes shut and is making her way round.
Yeah,
feeling every crevice.
What is confusing, is that Terry's Chocolate Orange is famously sort of spherical, but she's sort of manoeuvring it as if it looks like a dodecahedron. There are angles her hand's gone into that I've never seen hands go into.
I'm going to draw it.
Okay.
I'm going to try and draw it to size.
I want to say, do you know what's coming to mind? Actually, I'd be too...
Say it.
30.
That's crazy.
30?
That might be way too much.
That's way too much.
Yeah, I think it's too much.
Sorry.
I don't want to bring a negative energy, but that's wrong.
It would strike me that 12 would be sensible. I've never had a 12.
I think it's something like that. I don't know why I'm drawing.
They're actually quite slim.
So Anya has just drawn a circle with as many segments as she can fit in.
And they're not even.
And they're not even.
A massive gap there. I think she's had a bit there.
One's curved.
Yeah. So... 1, 2, we're going to do it like this.
I think you'll be surprised how slender the chunks are.
Yeah, I think you're right. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
So
I reckon it could be between 12.
You can punch in on this. This is what we're going off. This is what we're going off.
It won't be an odd number.
That's one thing we can be sure of.
Yeah.
I think.
16? No, it's more, because that would be 4 in each quarter. It's more than that. I reckon there's 6 in each quarter.
I think you're right. I think it is surprising.
12, 24. I think it's 24. I've
but also, is this before sugar tax? Because, yeah, well, quite right. That's a correct response.
We've just got a guttural laugh from our producer there.
producer's got some strong feelings on sugar tax.
They probably made them smaller.
First noise he's made in about 5 episodes was the sugar tax. Oh, fucking hell.
They probably made... Oh, no, they wouldn't have changed the chunks. They would have just made the whole thing smaller.
Yeah. I think it's 6 1/4.
You think it's 6 times 4?
Or it could be 5 1/4.
There's not that many. I think it's...
It's 20 or 24.
3 or 4.
Ryan, what do you think?
Yeah, let's bring Ryan in.
For the tape, it's not a police interview.
Ryan has entered the room.
12:24,
Ryan has entered the room.
Anya has her dear friend Ryan with her today, who is shooting a day in the life of Anya Magliano. And we have my iPhone filming the podcast. Mm-hmm. He's got the biggest, best camera that's ever existed.
Yeah. And you are not going to be getting any of that footage.
And we're not getting any of it. We're not in any of it.
I've had a similar... So our producer, Sam, has sat behind my iPhone and then... We've got a massive camera behind you, and I've had a similar feeling to what Sam has stood at a urinal before.
Ryan, what do you think?
I think it's 24.
You think it's 24?
You think it's 24?
There is a theory that, like, with guessing numbers and stuff, the bigger sample size you take, and you take the average, you're close, going to be closest to the answer.
That sounds right.
I do you think 24? Sam, what do you think? Oh, don't ask him then.
How many
I'm confident there's 6 in each quarter, so that'd take us to 24.
Okay, let's do it. I trust you.
Thank you.
Oh, God. This isn't going to go well.
I just think, like, I trust you, but I also think the way capitalism works is they won't want us to have 24. But I just want that on the record.
I feel like Terry's Chocolate Orange are one of the things that have always been quite generous.
Okay. let's go for 24 because we trust Terry and we believe in Terry.
Question 3. The Roman numerals LXIX translates to what number?
Okay. Well, X is 10.
And I...
I don't know how. Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, is that one before? Or I one before. After
yeah, yeah. What
if there's
is
an
that?
I between two X's. What is it coming mean? After one or before one?
It's really confusing, isn't it? Yeah. Because the I could mean that final X is actually 9.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Or it could.
I bet there's a rule a bit like Bodmus. Remember that?
Yeah, there is. Isn't there?
I bet the new Roman numerals got their own thing. If the I comes before,
oh yeah,
L,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Because I don't think 9 is V1111.
No, it's not.
No.
So
L is L 100.
Yeah.
Is it?
Or is V 100?
Because I'm sure C would be 1,000. V's 5.
V's 5.
X is 10. I think L is 100.
L must be
100. So is that?
Well, really? Are you sure D's not 100?
No. It could be 50, 69. Is it 69?
Do you know what? That is exactly what.
That's
really nicely
that's
done.
That's brilliant.
Oh my God,
Annie, what's brilliant there is you stepped into the mind of the quizmaster and you knew exactly what margarine
we've
would
do. We've had char slide, chocolate orange, of course it's going to be 69.
Margarine!
This is a good time. This is a good evening.
Yeah.
Margarine, can I just say, I'm having a blast. I'm having an absolute blast.
Margarine knows how to have a good time.
These are some of my favourite quiz questions ever. Yeah. We have to. It's a whole team has to work out together.
So accessible.
You have a little smile at the end when you get it. Yeah. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, so 50, and then X tends to take us
absolutely
to 60,
brilliant.
And then the...
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think you bang on. Wow. Amazing.
Really, really nice.
I think we're looking at 3 out of 3, like full marks so far, but I don't want to jinx it. Question 4. What substitute food item do food photographers commonly use to represent ice cream in photos?
Ooh.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'd love to know.
yeah.
I can't wait to find out.
A substitute for food item.
Can I give a
suggestion
off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Mozzarella? Ball of mozzarella.
Oh,
yeah, nice.
Because you know, it needs to be something that's not going to melt. I assume that's why they can't use ice cream.
I've got a suggestion.
Yeah.
Mashed potato.
Oh, I think that's
right.
Yeah, because you can colour that, can't you?
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. I'm happy to go with that.
Do you know what else, Marjorie? We're all really getting on.
Yeah, we're getting on.
We're really getting on. There's a lot of sort of verbal back patting. Yeah, There's a lot of sort of like that. You're really good from you.
Yeah. But do you think that's the energy that we... Can the quiz bring that energy?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Really? I think you can have quizzes that break people.
I think when you...
100%. Yeah,
we've seen it. 100%.
There's been some very toxic afternoons.
We've seen it before. And it's a very sad fact, but I think we'll see it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Quite right.
This is great. So,
I'm just going to say,
I'm really happy to be here.
You sound like my mum on holiday when you get there and you're trying to relax. She goes, well, this is nice, isn't it? This is nice.
And you think, who are you kidding?
Sad that it's going to be over soon, of course.
Question 5. Who or what is taller? Sabrina Carpenter or a standard Royal Mail postbox?
Marjorie, you are just too much fun.
Yeah,
great question.
I think it's a postbox. I think she's really short, isn't she?
She is short,
I think it probably is.
I think it's a postbox.
I think it's a standard Royal Mail postbox.
Yes.
Or they're the same height. I think it's taller.
I think Royal Mail postbox. I don't think Marjorie would have put it in if it's not the case.
That's exactly what I think.
Okay. It's a fun fact.
I think this could be a 5 out of 5. Should we do the answers?
Okay. Oh, we do the answers straight away?
Yeah. So at the end of each round. So, the start of Cha-Cha Slide, what is the instruction DJ Casper gives? To start with, well done, Jake. You ran through the start of the song and led us to clap your hands. That is correct. That's the first instruction.
Good news.
How many segments are there in a Terry's Chocolate Orange?
Uh-oh.
We said 24.
And you said?
And I said it's very... they're quite generous, Terry's Chocolate
Orange. And you said 16?
You said 16. You said to be a bit more pessimistic, and often if you go down the middle, that works.
Yeah.
I actually didn't put a number out. It's not my expertise at all.
The answer was 20.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you were right.
Five in each segment.
Right, you go in the middle.
You were right.
Didn't even ever think of five.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
We got blinded by the even numbers.
I'm going to have to draw that out now, just to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Let's see if that looks right. 1, 2.
Oh, that's really tough, isn't it?
It's tough to take.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. That's
a bit
well,
of
that works.
To swallow. But it's important to see how we're going to bounce back.
Yeah, pick ourselves up. Let's try and get 4 out of 5 on this one.
I'm really upset. Yeah.
So LXIX translates to 69. Well done.
Yes.
I don't think we'd have got there without you getting in the mind of a quizmaster. Mm-hmm. That was really good. The substitute food item photographers use to represent ice cream is mashed potato.
Yes.
Well done, Jake.
I can't believe that.
And finally, who is taller, postbox or Sabrina Carpenter? It is a postbox.
Wow.
Apparently, Sabrina Carpenter is 5 foot tall.
She's only 5 foot?
Yeah.
Wow, that's even smaller than I would have guessed.
Four out of five. How are you feeling?
Not bad at all. It could have been a five, though. Could have been a five.
I would have known that it was the Terry's chocolate orange one that we got wrong. Yeah. It was the only one that felt like we were grasping for something that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Round two. Let's bounce back. This is our second chance to get five out of five here. Two general, two knowledge. It's cryptic. I don't know what it means, but you've gained our trust.
Yeah, I love it.
You really have gained our trust here. Question number one. As of January 2025, are there more pret-a-mangers in London or days of the year?
Ooh.
Really nice. A little hint, London means all 32 London boroughs. I have to... I mean, my gut says there's more pret-a-mangers.
Yeah, I agree.
365.
There's just...
Yeah, I think you're right. If you're counting like train stations, are they counting mini pret's?
Petty pret's.
That's a really good point.
But also then
train stations alone.
But would she do the same trick with Sabrina Carpenter, like straight at the start of the next round, just getting in the quizmaster's head? True. Would it be because it obviously it's more interesting.
She wants us to say pret's.
I think she wants.
And
us
I
to
want
say.
To say pret.
And I want to say pret as well.
Should we just say pret?
I think let's just say pret. Let's follow our gut.
Great.
Because if we're wrong, then at least the good news is there's not 365 prets in London. Yeah. So we can all sleep easier.
It's a win-win.
People at Pret are told that they get about 10 coffees a day they can just give to people that they like.
Really?
For free.
Really?
Yeah. But the way it plays out is such an example of pretty privilege. Just like basically hot people get.
Yeah.
Like it's always, whenever I've worked in offices, it's always like the hot person comes in like, got another bloody free coffee from Pret today. It's incredible. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're told to give free coffees if they think you've smiled nicely or brightened up their day.
What the fuck? I've never had that. And I am so nice. I'm smart. I've got my headphones in. I'm pissed off. I'm laughing at a podcast I'm listening to. I'm not making eye contact. Where's my free chai latte?
Number two, how many pairs of ribs do humans have?
Well, sorry, whatever her name is, but we've actually got a bit of a clue here.
Didn't think that one through, did you, Marjorie?
I actually cannot.
Didn't count on us having ribs, did you?
I'm actually not that skinny.
I don't know. Also, I don't really know when they stop, so I've just tickled myself. Didn't expect that to happen.
Is that a rib or a different?
Yeah, it's when you get quite high up the ribs, it's hard to know what is a rib and what isn't.
Well, that's one.
I think it might be 11 or 12 or somewhere between 10 and 12.
There's some mini ones, I think.
Might get that checked out.
One, two,
12
three.
Sounds right.
12 pairs?
Yeah.
Four. Five.
I like 12. I feel like I've heard 12 before.
I think it's probably 12 or like 8 or something.
Nice. That's quite a big range.
I'm going to have an eating disorder after this. I can't feel my ribs.
Another therapist.
Yeah. Rack them up, boys.
Because of the ribs, great.
Oh my God. I feel like I should be on this podcast every week.
You're great at this podcast.
We're having a lovely time.
You're really good at this podcast,
by the
way.
Thank you so much.
Question number three. Which country's currency allows you to legally flash your dong?
Oh, it's...
Margarine.
Is it Vietnam?
That is the quickest you've answered any question so far.
I like football and dongs.
Hate shopping. I don't know about this. I've never heard about this.
I'm sure it's a Vietnamese dong.
I don't know if it's a I don't know if it's a Thai dong and a Vietnamese baht or a Vietnamese
Thai baht. Thai baht. Thai baht is Thai baht.
Is it Vietnam?
It's Vietnam, mate. I think you smashed it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I kind of fell for the question and thought it was about flashing.
Flashing your
told cock.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
Which would be Cambodia, I think.
Do you know what? We're in now. Let's say it for what it is. This day and age. Question number four. The lyrics of the song Work by Rihanna repeat the word work how many times?
Oh, that's such a good question.
It is a good question. 49 times, 59 times, 79 times, 99 times.
How many times did we do a chorus?
I actually got, I had a bit of a sinking feeling when I saw Andy start to count on one hand. I was like, oh God, we're going to be here for a long time,
flashbacks,
aren't we?
Flashbacks to the Terry's Chocolate Orange. Work. There's five in a bar.
Oh, okay.
I would say. Work.
It's about 20 in a chorus.
Oh, man.
I think we should go 49.
Are you happy with 49?
I'm really, really happy, yeah.
Let's do 49.
And then we've got number five. How many flavours can be found in a standard pack of party rings?
Oh, great question. Let me go back into my mind palace.
Yeah, because it did so well with Cherry Chocolate Orange.
There's yellow, there's pink.
Yeah.
Classic flavours.
I don't think there's blue. Party rings I've also like had more recently than you'd expect as an adult. I think it could be like two or three.
Really?
It's got to be more than two.
There's definitely yellow and pink.
Yeah. Orange?
There's orange.
I think there is a blue.
Do you know why I'm erring away from blue? Is because they got rid of the blue Smartie. Because of its...
They brought it back though.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
Fuck!
You stupid bitch.
Orange, yellow, pink. Oh, is there purple?
Oh,
no, it might be. Okay.
No, okay.
Well, no. Sorry, I've said that so quickly, but I think it'll be four.
I think it'll be four.
Because do you know why I'm saying that? Because they're all. I will open my eyes in a minute. They're all pastel.
They're sunset.
They're pastel coloured, right?
I think there might be a purple.
And that's why I don't think purple. Yeah, I think
there is a purple. Light purple.
Very light. It's all very.
Because pastel is a shade, not a colour. Sorry.
It's okay, but if you can tell me the difference between a pastel purple and a pink, I'll listen to you.
I think I can picture it in my head.
So you're saying there's purple.
I think
and
there's
pink.
Four. Yeah. I think there's purple, pink, orange, yellow.
Yeah,
they're not throwing blue. They're not throwing green.
If we get four, if we put four, and we get four. Great, well done, everyone. Mm-hmm. But I would like to get to the bottom of if there's a purple party ring.
Yeah.
And what would you have said for this? The three?
I think it's four.
Okay,
I do think,
but you don't know the colours.
But I don't know the colours, and it's all I can think about. Okay, question number one: are there more pret-a-mangers in London or days of the year? It's pret-a-mangers.
Fantastic.
There are 369 cafes in London. Another great use of 69.
Wow.
Only marginally less funny than the first time we heard it. Question number two: how many pairs of ribs do humans have? It's 12.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
it's
great.
12. It's 12. Well done. We're
fantastic.
On four,
this is good.
Five. Which country allows you to legally flash your dong? It is Vietnam.
This is good.
This is really good.
Oh, fuck it.
Okay, these are the two we're less sure about. Okay. So, the lyrics of the song Work by Rihanna repeat the word work how many times? We put 49. The answer was 79.
You're joking.
Times. It's 79 times.
Oh, God, sorry. I was so wrong.
No, I was with you. I was really with you.
And then finally, how many flavours can be found in a standard pack of party rings? We put four.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that were in the running were three and five.
This doesn't bode well.
The answer was, they're all the same flavour.
Oh.
No, because I thought that.
Bastard.
Well, we did sort of say...
I was going to say that they don't taste different.
We did sort of say at the start, like, oh yeah, blue flavour.
Yeah,
but that was
She's good.
It's 3 out of 5.
It's 3 out of 5. Anya. Yeah.
I think it's probably a good time to just sort of have a break.
Yeah.
Take stock. And dig into what the hell's been happening with you.
Yes.
You probably saw this happening because you looked over my shoulder and saw interview segment - Anya.
Well, I didn't read that and I thought the next question on the quiz was Taskmaster, what can we expect from the series? And I was like, what? What a weird question.
Margarine, that's very, very targeted.
I was like, oh, is the whole prank that like you've written this for me? I really did not.
It's a prank.
Who's on the cameras in and everything? Who's on the series? Who's your best pal in that series?
Oh, I really got on with everyone, which I know is quite a boring thing to
say.
So it's me. Next to me is Maisie Adam, who I already knew and was friends with.
Friend of the podcast.
Then Phil Ellis, very, very funny. I knew him before as well. Reese Shearsmith, who I'd never met. Before.
God, he's
fantastic. He kind of has an air of like the macabre about him because of like his work and stuff. But he's a really very lovely, friendly guy. And we got along, I think I felt like we were kind of in sync he made me laugh a lot also because like he, I didn't know what he would be like on it. So he, his vibe is really funny. And Sanjeev Bhaskar also so funny. And I got along with them all really well. That's the like
what
the
a great
thing that is.
Sanjeev Bhaskar went to school with my mum.
Did he?
Doesn't do a lot of good work for dismissing the myth that all Indians know each other. doesn't do a lot of good work for that.
I don't think it's a spoiler to say he didn't give a shit. Which is very fun to enjoy as someone who did give a shit, go like as in all about the tasks.
Yeah.
Like going into it. We're quite at opposite ends of the spectrum in that way. So it's quite freeing to see someone who's like
I care about things. Have you always been like that?
I think so. I think I have, I'm a very sensitive person. Let's get into it. Therapist number 8 and 9 right here. I feel like I care about stuff. I want to do stuff well. Like, even with this, it's like, there's...
Even with something where the stakes couldn't be lower.
Even with this.
Even with something so inconsequential as this fucking piece of shit.
I know I really shouldn't care, but even with this.
Not what I meant.
Of course.
But clearly what I meant on a subconscious level. No, it's more like, even with this where it's like, I don't know about this. It's not my skill set. I shouldn't be bothered if I'm bad at it, but yeah, I still want to do well at it.
You've also got a tour coming up.
I have. In February, I'll be doing a tour. It's called Peach Fuzz, which is kind of, I'm still figuring it out because I've had longer to make it. Usually I'd make things for Edinburgh Fringe in August, which would give me like 8 months. Whereas this, I've got basically nearly double that. I really don't know if that's the right maths, but I've got until February. But that will be fun. I think it will be, it's like, I sometimes, the first two tours, you're still kind of getting used to it, I think. And now this is my third tour. It's like, I know what this is like. I know what I need to bring to the Travel Lodge to have a good time.
What do you need to bring to the Travel Lodge?
Your own bed. Your own bed, a kettle. I bring my own tea everywhere. Like I have a, like a, because I like herbal teas, because I'm a laugh. I have like a tin of tea bags that I bring so that at the end of a gig, and also bring your own like chocolate. Bring all the stuff, because I find, I don't know if you had this from doing shows and stuff, but like I always need something sweet afterwards. Like I have a craving.
I need
to like,
saturated fat.
Do you? Yeah. So yeah. I bring that stuff now so that after a show I don't have to like wander the streets of Durham like looking for a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I probably should be promoting the contents of the tour, not
when
my
tickets go on
post-show ritual. They come out on Friday the 12th of September.
So just a few days' time?
In a few days' time.
Bloody hell, that's seamless, isn't it? Yeah.
It's exactly. Very exciting. You could even open up the page on your laptop now and only have it open for a few days before it's able to buy your tickets.
What have you packed into this upcoming tour?
This tour, well, do you know what? I'm just trying to make it like as funny as possible because I kind of went on a journey. Like my first show, you kind of end up just having all the material that is like that you've just ended up writing. My second show was quite specific story. What was my goal with that show? I basically just was like trying to improve on the first show. It had like a bit more of a concept. My third show was a story specifically that I was telling, like it had much more narrative. My fourth show, I'm kind of like, let's just see what it is, but ultimately it has to be really funny and fun to do. There's a lot of stuff about the body in it, like my relationship with feeling really disconnected from my body, but in like a funny way. And like how
do you talk about
like,
how many ribs you have?
No, but that you'll be seeing that make a heavy appearance.
There's going to be a lot of rib material.
There's going to be a lot of rib stuff. So it's kind of about that. I'm still testing out material. I've got quite a lot of material about Sabrina Carpenter, so I was pleased to see her come up.
I'll definitely whack in some stuff about the postbox.
Yeah.
They'll lap that up. Yeah. Can we ask you a little bit about Chicken Shop Date? There's a 10-year anniversary coming up. You were involved in this
Doors,
right?
I'm actually not that early because she started it as a column. Like it's had a really long life.
Okay.
But there was a period of time. I haven't done it that much this in the last year just because of time schedules. But yeah, I've helped write questions for certain guests. There are some guests that are definitely not my speciality, but like the ones that are like, that I don't
who
know
are
much.
Your people?
Who did I do? Paul Mescal. That's my speciality.
I know exactly who you get called
Yeah. But this is also like, when I say I do them, I mean like I write a list of questions, send them to Amelia, and then usually she doesn't, they're like a backup.
Yeah,
it's more like to have in her back pocket if she needs it, but does like she's just a great improviser, so she just kind of like is talking to them and it's funny, and then that's, and it's so short, the actual video, compared to how much they do. So I think it's like, it's more to like, if there's anything interesting in their past, she can use it.
It's such a phenomenon. You know, something's a phenomenon when it just, that, like saying it becomes just like part of conversation when you're trying to talk about, say, internet stuff. It's like, yeah, it's a chicken shop date thing. Like when that transition has happened, it's like, wow, this is
it's mega
massive.
When it's a reference point for
totally. Yeah.
She's so famous. Like it's amazing, and it just shows that, I think, like, because she did it all herself. Like it just shows that, like, when you have an idea and you stick to your guns with it, it's like it just will work.
Well, Anya, we want to know where they can see you on socials as well.
Yes, you can see me on socials at Anya Magliano.
And you can see her on Taskmaster and on tour. But for now, we have one final chance to get 5 out of 5.
We're going
to
do it.
Liam, what is the final round?
General knowledge, Tokyo Drift.
Hello.
Okay.
What's Tokyo Drift?
No idea.
Well, it's... I don't think you've got the gag is that because it's general knowledge three times, they've just done a sort of Fast and Furious pun on each. It's too general, too knowledge.
Oh, I see. Very good. Once it's been explained, it's really good.
It's very good.
The producers pointed out that it's because it all rounds to general knowledge. They've done a pun on it being like the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Question one. What is the largest muscle in the human body? Hint. No, your penis is not a muscle. She knows exactly what sort of heckles she gets every single night. Yeah.
She knows her audience.
She knows the audience.
I like, no. I like that it's written in.
My mind didn't even go there.
What's she written it in? As if we were.
Yeah,
as if
it felt like it's for you guys.
Heckle it. Yeah. All right, Margarine, is it my cock?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a, year nine, your penis is not the biggest muscle in the body.
Yeah. Year nine? Yeah. Okay. That's young. I would have gone. Yeah. I would have gone year 10. Yeah.
Just to be safe.
You'd have gone 1 year older.
I would have gone 1 year older. Give them a bit of time.
Yeah.
What is the largest muscle in the human body? It is the ass.
The gluteus.
The ass.
Is it actually?
Ass muscle,
I was going to say tongue.
Oh, no, that's the strongest.
That's the strongest.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Large, yeah.
Question. Yes.
Question two. True or false? Cilla Black was originally called Cilla White.
I have no idea.
I think I might have.
I think this is true.
I think it's true. Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah. I have no idea, so I'll go with what
you
guys
say. Why did you have to change her name?
Did someone else have the name or something? Yeah.
So, David Cameron. Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is Duncan Jones.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And he was going to release his first album as Duncan Jones. Then they said, Duncan's really boring. So he was going to change it to Tom Jones. And then Tom Jones released something. And he was like, right, I'm just going to go fucking mental with something else.
Wow.
Yeah, so he changed it to David Bowie.
Wow. Yeah. That's really interesting.
But he was going he wanted to release his first album as Tom Jones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and,
a great...
And did Tom and did the actual Tom Jones just sort of like pip him to the post?
I just started doing stuff a bit earlier.
Your name is important, isn't it?
So important. You have a great name.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
You get told this a lot, right?
I kind of, but it's also, it is hard for people to say, and I feel like part of like, if you were like a brand expert, you would say you want something that people can say really easily, they feel confident saying.
But I would say that when you get to the point where you can say your name,
you love it.
It's a pleasure to say.
Yeah. So we're going true. Cilla Black was really called Cilla White. Question three: who was the first animated Disney character to fart on screen?
Margarine, you're back to your old tricks.
Yeah, Margarine.
I have no idea.
No idea.
My
no
only idea instinct is like one of the seven dwarves.
I was going to say.
Oh, that's a brilliant answer.
Should we go through the culprit?
Yeah,
likely suspects.
Is there one?
Imagine them all lined up with the height thing behind them.
Yeah.
Is there one called Gassy?
Yeah.
Sneezy
probably. Well, I mean, if you're sneezing that much, sometimes it's going to let a fart out, isn't it?
It would help if Pinocchio is in the lineup.
Yeah.
Just ask him outright if he did it. do you reckon Mickey Mouse has just done it?
Maybe Mickey Mouse has just done it. Ryan, you know about this.
Do you know about this stuff? Is it the farting or the animation?
Farting. He's big in the farting scene.
Do you actually know the answer?
I don't know.
I really... I think Mickey Mouse is a solid shout.
I mean, it's the obvious one.
It's not going to be any of the Disney princesses.
And maybe it is just an obvious answer, and this is basically a vehicle just to get a question in about farting for Margarine.
Yeah.
I think it might be the sort of thing.
Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is a really nasty piece of work.
Is he really?
Really?
Well, I never liked him. I feel like he could be farting.
Fine, okay. Yeah. I thought you had some sort of like...
This did sound like I was going to out him as a nonce.
Yeah, yeah. Question
four. Why do you think he wears the gloves? Question...
Don't know. Not sure. Question four.
He works as a gynecologist. He moonlights as a gynecologist.
He loves a mini mouse.
Disgusting.
It's something.
No. Question four. In Australia, an advert for what uses the tagline "more fun when giving blood"?
It's got to be sperm bank.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It's exactly how the Australians would.
Yeah, the Australians.
It's exactly how those bloody Australians would phrase it as well. I think it is. I think it must be like donating sperm.
Yeah, no, I think it definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah, you should work for them.
Yeah. Doing what?
Donating.
Shall I put a sperm or any? Shall I put spunk?
Well, it's not an advert for sperm, is it? It's an advert for the sperm bank.
Yeah.
So, shall I put sperm bank or spunk bank for a laugh?
Spunk bank. Do it for a laugh. You know we would enjoy that.
Do you know what?
Margarine would enjoy that.
Yeah, do you know what?
Spunk bank.
Yeah, do the spunk bank.
Right, I've got haircut at two, then I've got to pop to the spunk bank.
I think I might have seen it as like a bit of a tagline showing it on, you know, one of them pages like Great British Memes or something like that.
Yeah.
Sort of something like that. Question five.
I bet you spend a lot of time on Great British Memes.
No, that's offensive. Come on, we are having a laugh as a team. So you're having a question five of Elias Rand. Don't start accusing me of...
I bet you follow a page called the United Kingdom of Memery.
That is the most insulting thing you can say to anyone.
So offensive. So we
chocolate orange girls piping up. Here we go.
Right, we're going to come for you in this last question.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Final question then. In what year did the dress, which people couldn't decide was if it was blue and black or white and gold, go viral? Hint, it was obviously blue and black.
I saw blue and black as well.
I saw blue and gold.
That's not an option. You were looking at the wrong dress. Yeah. You were in the H&M with your mum.
Crying.
<He's worth>
Let me go home.
Yeah. Come on then.
Come on then.
I think I remember what year it was. I think it was 2011 or 2012.
Wow, that early.
Man, amazing. Yeah. Wow, okay.
I remember being in early secondary school.
It wasn't the same year as the Olympics, I don't think. They couldn't have had two...
You couldn't have two things,
you couldn't have two things that big. You couldn't. You
can't have two global events. Maybe it was 13 then.
I wonder if it's 2013, I would have been 15. That feels right.
I think it was 2013, yeah.
There was a period of time, wasn't it? Because it was the dress and then it was like Lanny, whether you heard...
Nanny.
Yes.
Laurel.
Laurel?
Nanny.
Oh, wait. Laurel. Was I not at uni? I thought I might have been at uni for this. Oh, fuck, I have no idea.
I think it's 2013 or 14.
Okay.
Nearly.
This is an annoying one. This is one that
I think 2014.
Okay.
2014.
I would have gone 13. I just want it on record.
All right. Well, that's...
There are a lot of records.
Whenever he says that, you know you're about to get both barrels.
Yeah. Nice. Can't wait.
You know you're about to get it both bloody barrels from this guy. All right, okay.
Listeners thinking, I've never heard him fucking raise his voice.
By both barrels, I mean... Yeah, I did say that.
I mean, a tut. Okay, this is it. This is a 5 out of 5. So, I'm just do it, Jake.
Okay.
Fold it over. So... What's the largest muscle in the human body? Of course, it is the gluteus maximus, a.k.a. your ass. Do you say ass or ass?
Asshole. I only ever talk about the hole.
I have no interest in the muscle, the surrounding muscle.
No.
Let's not beat around the bush. Bang. True or false? Cilla Black was originally called Cilla White. True.
True.
We said true. 2 for 2. Who was the first animated Disney character to fart on screen?
Oh, this is the one we're really not sure on.
Oh, we said Mickey Mouse.
This is Michael Mouse.
It's Pumbaa in The Lion King.
Oh, that's so obvious. He literally has a song about farting.
When I was a young warthog.
Wow, you've got an amazing voice. That was beautiful.
Wow, thank you. It comes up.
You should get some more of that in.
It comes up every two podcasts I sing, and then he gets up. He gets annoyed by it.
I'm glad to have played into that dynamic.
Yeah, it was good. You have got a good voice. I'm not disputing.
Oh,
that.
I'm so annoyed. I'm not disputing that.
Question four. So 5 out of 5 is gone. The Australian advert for basically what uses as tagline "More fun than giving blood" is sperm donation.
Oh, yes, we put spunk bank.
Marjorie, will you accept
our spunk? And there's your clip. And Ryan, that's the only bit I want in the day in the life.
And there's your clip.
You farm that out, million views, you're welcome.
And then this is it. This is what it's been building up to. What year did the dress happen?
What did we say? 2014.
You said 2013, famously.
The answer
is 2017.
2015.
You're joking. Yeah. So close.
Do you know what? There's no bragging rights.
Exactly. Yeah. It's at least it's a good thing. That
which is quite fitting for this team.
Yeah,
I think.
We've been very close as a unit. We really have. And I would have hated for that to have taken us apart. So it's nice that no one mentioned it.
So it's another 3 out of 5, which overall takes us to a 10 out of 15, which we always say on this show.
Yeah.
But double digits is respectable.
It's respectable. But thank God. I don't know about you. I feel like, I don't know if it's just the added non-relevant facts that have been thrown in today. I feel like we've scored a lot higher.
I feel like we did really well. Yeah.
I feel like we've done better than a 10 out of 15. That for me, that performance felt better than
a
10
out of 15. I also feel like we should have done better than a 10 out of 15.
Yeah.
There was nothing too testing there, was it?
The Terry's chocolate orange should have happened.
Yeah. Mm.
The party rings. But, like, I mean, bloody good times, though.
Yeah.
I loved that quiz.
I really loved that quiz.
Well, should we review it?
Let's review it.
So, again, this is Margarine's quiz, starring Bethnal Green. So for playability, out of 10.
What does that mean?
Yeah, good question. we like to think it means just how easy it was to play.
For someone who doesn't like quizzes,
to get into it. Yeah. I'd give it like a 9.
Great.
Yeah. Maybe we should reword that to accessibility.
Accessibility.
That's
that
good, yeah.
Good. Very
format
nice.
Format change. Next criteria is range of questions.
Mm. Sorry, not to sort of reformat the show on the podcast, but now that we're doing accessibility and range of questions, there is a distinction.
I was just going to say that's the first ever time.
It's the first time that we've had a guest who's like, oh, there's a different question to answer now.
The range of questions and playability hadn't just got the same answer. 7 and range of questions.
It's good to still be workshopping the podcast as you.
This is good. Episode 37.
This is great.
And then finally, taking into account.
I didn't give my score. Let me give my score.
Sorry.
I would give it 7. was that worth going back for?
Yeah, it was. And then taking into account the whole day, so that's myself and Jake included. So that's the whole setup, the pub,
the producer, the lights,
staying alive. Your drink.
Yeah. It would have been 10, but Ryan's really soured the mood.
You have, and you have, Ryan, genuinely. Yeah. I think that's universal. That is universal.
Yeah. No, I would give it 11. I've had a lovely time.
Wow.
Thank you for having me.
That is lovely.
And this has been a wonderful episode.
I've loved this episode.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You guys are so welcome.
So, Anya, thank you for having us. And a big thank you to our quizmaster, Margarine.
Thank you, Margarine.
Who runs our quiz every single Tuesday. I don't know if I said that at the start, but she runs our quiz every Tuesday.
See you there.